And Lord, now, for the breaking of bread through your word, that you might speak to us, speak to our hearts. Lord, you know what we need this morning. And may we come to understand that as we open ourselves to your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to see you here today. As I said earlier, I'm glad that you came out in this kind of weather and that you are joining us as we continue in our journey to let God have his way. Now, one of the things I want to say before I start this message is this. We started last week with the understanding we've got a new beginning. And a new beginning in meaning that God is going to do some great things here and with us. And so what are we to do in this new beginning? And as I've been praying about that this week, I said, oh my goodness, I'm not sure if I've reminded the people that this is what we have to do. We have to pray and believe. In other words, I don't know if you're praying about this, but I want you to pray with me every day. I don't care how long you pray, but I just want you to pray. And if it's multiple times through the day or if it's all through the day, that's great. But this is what I want you to pray. God, show us the way that you are working in this church, in this community. Show us what we are to do. Do you know what we're to do to in this new beginning to be what God wants us to be? I don't, but I know God does. And I know what God is revealing to me that he wants us to do and to be. So to me, it's not what I do, it's what God does. And if I'm not praying about that, and if I'm not believing that, and if I'm not anticipating that, then woe is me and woe is you. So would you do that with me? Would you make a commitment that you're going to pray every day, God, show us what you are doing, what you are wanting to do? Because, you know, I believe it is God who's going to bring people into this fellowship with us. It's God's Spirit and God's work in their heart and their life. And God wants them to come alongside and to do what he wants us to do as a church. So let's pray that. Please pray that. Every day, God, show us the way. We're expecting that. And help us to be a part of that. So I'm glad that you're here today. Now, I want to ask you a personal question. Did any of you have a bad day this week? Or maybe I should say this week or last week? I did. And maybe you knew it was a really bad day when your horn got stuck while sitting behind a car at a stoplight. You know, that's not a comfortable feeling. You hear all kinds of things coming out of the car in front of you when that happened. Or you left your lights on your car and your battery went dead like mine did last Thursday night at Love Feast. Everybody had left, and I got in and nothing. And Carly and Charles were still here, and I said, Charles, I said, my battery's dead. I left my key on. I said, do you have jumper cables? He said, no. I said, oh, my. And Bonda said, well, it's a really small car. It's a little Miata, and it's straight drive. He said, well, let's just push it off down the road, and maybe it'll start. So Charles and Carly pushed the car while we got in, and it sure enough, it started. So it was a good ending. But, you know, some of you might be feeling it's just not been a bad day or a bad week. It's been a bad month, and some of you might even feel it's been a bad year. And now, beyond all of the silly thoughts about that, some of you might be really facing some very serious struggles. You might be facing some very serious pain or loss or even tragedy. We don't have to look very far to hear the news about things, tragedies and injustice happening here close at home and around the world. And while we're blessed in many ways here in our community and in our nation. I know many of us have faced some extremely difficult situations and experiences in our lives at times. And some of us still are. I told you just the other week about my cousin whose 13-year-old son got somehow horrendously mixed up with a saw apparatus that was left out by some builders, and he was killed. The family is grieving so deeply over this horrendous accident and tragedy. I just heard recently that my brother-in-law, his pancreatic cancer, the doctor says, we've done all we can do. You've got 6 months at the most. Tragedies happening around us and sometimes with us. One of life's hardest questions, in whatever form you asked it, is this: why does pain exist in our world? Why does God allow that? Why can't God take care of that and take away the pain? Why does God let bad things happen to good people? Now, when you ask that question, it interferes with a lot of people. I talk to people out on the streets and in the market and other places. I run into them, and I find out that people have a problem having a relationship with God because they're saying there's so much bad stuff in the world, and they can't believe in a good God with those kind of things happening. And whenever, wherever you are on your journey of trusting God, whatever you're wrestling with inside, I'm glad you're here. You see, our God is big enough to handle that kind of question. God, why is there a mess in the world? God can handle that. God is able, He's loving enough to handle this emotion of we don't understand, our anger, our confusion. God can handle that. And He is good enough to help us with that, to meet us where we're at right now. In other words, God is able to hear the anger and the confusion and to heal us from the inside out, to bring good out of our anger, to bring good out of our question, to bring good out of our pain, to bring good out of our circumstances that we find so hard. So over the next few weeks, this is going to be a place here at church in our services to where we can ask and explore some really tough questions about God, about life, about ourselves. And I'm going to use the movie, The Shack, to help us spark that journey, to help us spark those questions. And we'll be watching some video clips and seeing some illustrations and examples. And The Shack, you know, as I mentioned earlier, is about a spiritual journey of a father who, after suffering a family tragedy, his life spirals into a deep depression. It caused him such out of this pain to ask some questions about his very belief about God and about life. And in facing a crisis of faith, he discovers some important truths that will transform his understanding of life, his tragedy, and it will change his life forever. Now, let's get a little taste of that movie, The Shack, by watching this.
We gotta go. Let's go.
Do you think the princess should have a red dress like mine?
Red it is.
Where's Missy?
Missy!
Where's Missy? Sorry, back there. I haven't seen her.
Missy! Missy!
I was scared. I didn't know what to do.
Possible suspect sighting. Ground team's found the truck in the mountains.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Phillips.
Some help over there?
I'm okay.
I'll have some dinner tonight.
Maybe next time.
with no tracks in the snow.
You're not thinking about going back there, are you?
I gotta do something.
You know, this isn't a good idea.
It's crazy, but this is all I got.
Got a fire going inside if you want to warm up.
Mackenzie Allen Phillips. I've been looking forward to this.
Do I know you?
Not very well, but we can work on that.
He's still having a hard time believing this is real.
Why did you bring me here?
There's no easy answer that'll take your pain away.
Where were you when I needed you?
I never left you. I never left this.
Ain't it just like a tear to go and blow?
You want me to forgive him? I want him to hurt like he hurt me.
You want the promise of a pain-free life. There isn't one.
You can do this.
I can't.
On your own, you can.
This is your flying lesson.
If you are who you say you are, where were you when I needed you?
Son, when all you see is your pain, you lose sight of me.
sing. One thing remains, that we will sing this song in a way to say, God, I am here. I come. One thing remembers. Let us stand as we keep up with that last line. But isn't that the way God's love is? You can't keep up with that love. And so that's appropriate. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope that you will come back and join us in the next several weeks as we ask some hard questions and look about the love of God and what God wants to do in our hearts and lives. And keep this thought in mind from the Scripture. It says, how wide and how deep and how high is the love of God? We can never reach it. It's wider and deeper and higher than anything we can reach. Go from this place with that kind of love overshadowing you. Go in peace, and may God guide you, for God is with you. Go in His love. Amen.